Van Hollen sued the Government Accountability Board over the board's refusal to use its new electronic database to cross-check voter registration forms going back to January 2006. Van Hollen says the step is required by federal law. He also says it's needed to prevent voter fraud. It's a claim that's been made previously by Van Hollen's Republican Party, whose leaders praised Van Hollen's lawsuit. That's partly why Scott Ross, of the left-leaning group One Wisconsin Now, sees a conflict of interest.
We find it very disturbing that the Attorney General, J.B. Van Hollen, who is the co-chair of the McCain in Wisconsin campaign, is filing a lawsuit that will inevitably could cause people to lose their right to vote. And it's very clear he's doing the bidding of the Republican Party on this.
Ross says Van Hollen's move would disenfranchise traditionally Democratic voters, like urban or low-income residents. He says that's because they generally move more often and would have a harder time making an extra trip to their local clerks to update their information or file a provisional ballot if anything's changed. The state's voter database has only been online for about a month. Since that time, the Government Accountability Board has been using it to cross-check new voter registrations with information on file at the Department of Transportation. Nearly a quarter of all those forms have had some kind of mistake, like typographical errors. The board says checking all forms going back 2.5 years would overwhelm local clerks and could, at worst, disenfranchise citizens who have a legitimate right to vote. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.